The Fed is unlikely to cut rates, but this week's meeting is packed with intrigue. The EU-US trade deal could have one unexpected winner, the UK. Even with high tariffs, Trump's trade war suddenly is starting to look not so scary on Wall Street. Trump says he believes Powell is ready to start lowering rates. Textiles to whiskey. UK-India, historic. Deal is set to boost bilateral trade by over $34 billion a year. European Central Bank holds interest rates as tariff turmoil keeps policymakers on edge. Trump's aluminum tariffs may be sparking a green recycling boom, unintentionally. El Arian breaks ranks with Wall Street, says Powell should resign to preserve Fed independence. Treasury Secretary Bessent calls for a review of the entire Federal Reserve. Brexit made businesses abandon the UK. Trump's hefty EU tariffs could bring them back. 30% is untenable. From Irish whiskey to Italian cheese, Trump's tariff threat rattles EU exporters. Inflation outlook tumbles to pre-tariff levels in latest University of Michigan survey. Israel's stock market outperforms Middle East counterparts despite multi-front wars. Kevin Warsh touts regime change at Fed and calls for partnership with Treasury. Trump denies that he plans to fire Powell. Highly unlikely. Wholesale inflation measure was unchanged in June. UK inflation hits hotter than expected 3.6% in June. Inflation picks up again in June, rising at 2.7% annual rate. Inflation report Tuesday should provide clues on the impact tariffs are having on prices. India's inflation cools to 2.1% in June, extending slide to more than six-year lows. Treasury posts unexpected surplus in June as tariff receipts surge. Trump announces 35% tariffs on Canada starting August 1st, warns of higher levies if Ottawa retaliates. Inflation expectations drift back down to pre-tariff levels, New York Fed survey shows. Trump threatens extra 10% tariff on countries that align with anti-American BRICS policies. Here's where the jobs are for June 2025. Government sector leads the way. U.S. payrolls increased by 147,000 in June, more than expected. With June jobs report looming, DOGE government layoffs could start becoming a factor. The private sector lost 33,000 jobs in June, badly missing expectations for a 100,000 increase, ADP says. Core inflation rate rose to 2.7% in May, more than expected. Fed's preferred gauge shows Fed Governor Bowman favors July interest rate cut if inflation stays low. UBS posts net profit beat as market volatility boosts trading. Stocks making the biggest moves after hours: Starbucks, Visa, Teladoc, Lending Club, and more. Stocks making the biggest moves midday: Carrier, Johnson Controls, Chart Industries, Sarepta, and more. Tom Lee's Granny Shots ETF rakes in $2 billion in AUM, just 9 months after inception. JPMorgan Chase is nearing a deal to replace Goldman Sachs as Apple Card issuer, sources say. Stocks making the biggest moves pre-market: Novo Nordisk, Whirlpool, Sarepta Therapeutics, and more. With Trump pressure and a new Lebanon, can Hezbollah's shadow economy be dismantled? Barclays second quarter profit beats estimates as investment banking revenues swell. Stocks making the biggest moves after hours: Cadence Design Systems, Whirlpool, Nucor, and more. JPMorgan says fintech middlemen like Plaid are massively taxing its systems with unnecessary pings. Stocks making the biggest moves midday: Tesla, Nike, Revity, Anheuser-Busch, and more. Stocks making big pre-market moves: Cheniere Energy, Nike, Kratos, ASML, and more. China's latest AI model claims to be even cheaper to use than DeepSeek. Quantum computing firm IonQ hires former JPMorgan Chase applied research head. Where is Nvidia? Chinese rivals take the limelight at major AI event in Shanghai. This market is pricing in perfection, warns Verdance Capital, CIO, as tariff deadline looms. Two brokers vie to be Asia's Robinhood as Hong Kong expands crypto support.